Blog Talk Radio.
I don't know if you've heard it, but it has become the theme song. We shall overcome. We shall overcome. Deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome. Though I join hands so often with students and others behind jail bars singing it, we shall overcome. Sometimes we've had tears in our eyes when we joined together to sing it, but we still decided to sing it. We shall overcome. No, before this victory is won, some will have to get thrown in jail some more, but we shall overcome. Don't worry about us. Before the victory is won, some of us will lose jobs, but we shall overcome. Before the victory is won, even some will have to face physical death. But if physical death is the price that some must pay to free their children from a permanent psychological death, then nothing shall be more redemptive. We shall overcome. Before the victory is won, some will be misunderstood and called bad names and dismissed as rabble-rousers and agitators. But we shall overcome. And I'll tell you why. We shall overcome because the arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends toward justice. We shall overcome because Carlyle is right. No lie can live forever. We shall overcome because William Cullen Bryant is right. Truth crushed to earth will rise again. We shall overcome because was right. Truth forever on the scaffold, wrong forever on the throne. Yet that scaffold sways the future. Behind the dim unknown standeth God within the shadows, keeping watch above his own. We shall overcome because the Bible is right. You shall reap what you sow. We shall overcome. Deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome. And with this faith, we will go out and adjourn the councils of despair and bring new light into the dark chambers of pessimism. And we will be able to rise from the fatigue of despair to the brilliancy of hope. And this will be a great America. We will be the participants in making it so. And so as I leave you this evening, I say, walk together, children. Don't you get weary. There's a great camp meeting in the
God bless you tonight. This is the Dr. Martin Luther King Movement night. Talk about things that's going on in the neighborhood and what's going on in the country. We're still in a war. We're still fighting. Russia's still fighting Ukraine and all of that going on. But we have to stay focused with God. We have to keep God on our mind, body, mind, soul, and spirit. I've been on all the media. Now, they're talking about Will Smith slapped Chris Rock. And they're talking about that all over. But what you think happening is already happening. Blacks killing blacks, shooting each other. And because black men disrespect black women. He shouldn't say nothing about that man white. And it's just, that's the kind of disrespect we have with each other. And we have to change the scenario of that. That's white supremacy and racism. And he think it's all right to joke about somebody sick. See, and that's the kind of stuff that's going on. Both of them is doing what blacks do. Blacks shooting each other in the mall. 10,000 white folks get together downtown at the Millennium Park, don't nothing happen. 3 blacks get together, it's a shooting and a killing. That's that slavery mentality. But we, like Dr. King said, we got to overcome that. We overcome that by listening to what we got to go through. I share. On Monday night, Dr. Martin Luther King Movement. Tuesday night, Crossing Over the Ancestors. Wednesday night, Bible class. Thursday night, Divine Word. Saturday, we have Divine Healing. Sunday, with the bishop, I'm giving a message out. Tonight, I'm not going to even give the energy about what those Negroes done, money or no money. They still cutting up. They still, both of them got money. They got to go and fight. You know, they got to go fight each other over, first, Chris Rock was wrong for even talking about that woman. And most black men do not respect black women. Y'all better hear what I'm saying. So you find this kind of stuff in public. If I'm out with you, man, one of you, we out. As a male, I'm supposed to protect you, a good woman, an intelligent woman. Even if she'd been a prostitute, a hoe, and she decided to clean her act up. And if the man don't respect you, and you know, it could have been dealt in a different way. You know, a little slap. You know, that slap gay stuff. It should have been dealt in a way where they can talk about it. Because the Oscars is racist. They just now put blacks in there. They ain't got blacks all these years. Check the history of the Oscars. How many blacks they had doing anything or getting a war? They racist. So you're dealing with a racist mentality. You get 3 blacks that they want to fight. And they're showing it all over the world. He come up and slap Chris Rock. Chris Rock shut his mouth. You know, some men got to be men. Okay? That's what I'm saying about that. So what I'm saying to you tonight, don't even get caught up in that theater. Lady coming, did you see what happened? I've seen it. What you think about it? I don't think it's Negroes like Negroes fighting on 47th Street. Negroes fighting in Harlem. Fighting down in Detroit or Mississippi, Arkansas. Money don't make a man. The integrity, the love make a man. The wages of sin is death, the gift of God, eternal life. Both of them means the sinners. They ain't saved. The stuff, you check their track record out, they making money on the back of poor black women and black men. They joking about slavery. They joking about people being hung. They joking about people being killed, like 4 o'clock, Malcolm X, Dr. King. They make jokes out of it. That our sickness, our problem, both of them make jokes out of it. So ain't none of them pure. They all making jokes and making money off of the backs of blacks. Take that. You know, like one lady said, she was on Twitter, they cut her off because she said something about Chris Rock. And I want to tell them, it's racism, white supremacy, right there, you show you. Both of them is Uncle Tom. This universe, what they're fighting about. Okay? You know what I'm saying? So that's the kind of stuff that's going on. When somebody asks you about it, so what? Go on 47th Street, you see a fight. Go on Madison, you see a fight. Go to West Side, somebody's going to get shot tonight. Somebody's going to get killed tonight. That's what we do. Because we hate us of each other. Okay? Until we bring love into it, you're going to see that kind of stuff. He wasn't going to stop the man, so what? And Chris Rock talked about black family. See, that you know what I'm saying? What I'm saying to you tonight, don't get caught up in that theater. We need some jobs. We need some money. We need some money for this gas. You know, ain't now one of them, they got money. Ain't now one of them going to do like Willie Wilson did, give $1 million for some gas. But they want you to look at them on TV, on the Instagram, on TikTok. They want you to look at them and go to watch their movies. They ain't giving nothing back. They taking it in. They like a graveyard. They taking it and getting us caught up in it. And people, after the Oscars, what you got to eat? After the Oscars, do you have any money? See what I'm saying? They making money off of the back of black men and women right now. White folks don't care. This is a black thing. Okay? Everybody want to comment about it. I ain't got no comment. I see racism, white supremacy that's going on. I see black women being intimidated every day by black men. They would drop a black sister and their mama is black and go get them a white girl and don't even want to move in the black community. And when the police come and you say, come and see about my son, he's going to kill him. And then they come out to kill. They don't come out to heal. This is real talk. Look at George Floyd, Mark Clark, Fred Hampton. Look at Dr. King. Now, they can cut me off if they want to. This is facts. Dr. King was murdered. Malcolm was murdered. Fred Hampton and Mark Clark was murdered. They was murdered. Now, we ain't got time to be fighting. We got to bring some love into the world. And then, you know, we get jealous of each other. We don't want to talk to each other. You know, white folks might be fighting each other, but they come together against us. It's all about the color of your skin. You can't jump out of your skin. You're going to be black for the rest of your life. Okay. Now, Chris Rock up there making jokes on his mama. When he talk about anybody. Okay. You know what I'm saying? So, here's something to make two black men fight in the world. When they're killing people in Africa. They're killing people in Jamaica. What Biden did, he sent the Jamaicans back. The Haitian, he sent them back. But he's sending millions of dollars over there where Russia's fighting at. Guns, everything. But he got put all the Haitians in Mexico, sent them back. Now that's what we ought to be talking about. That's the serious. This war don't mean nothing. It means something to see how we been acting. And blacks sending money. They sending all kind of money over there. Saying we need it. Well, how come they didn't send no money to Jamaica when they had the earthquake? How come they send no money to Haiti? Okay, how come they send no money down to Sudan? Okay, see how we think? We want to ride down the hill when it ain't your ride. You got to pull yourself up by the own bootstrap. God bless you tonight. This is Dr. King Movement. What I'm saying to you tonight, as you get ready to reach out for the power of God, so like Bishop always said, God is in control. After the end of the day, whatever you think, whatever you put on your plate, God is in control. And I want to tell you, they said that virus coming back. Lady was a nurse called me, said, Bishop, they over in China right now, they're giving shots. I told you, you're going to get a booster. Maybe you got to get 2 or 3 boosters until we find out what's wrong. I want to read this scripture. I may have married to read the 23rd number of Psalms. But before she read that, I want to, I might let Kit read this in. Because it's important. Now I need to explain it. Mary, let me get Mary on the line. Now everybody talking about Chris Rock. Everybody got their opinion on what happened. Let me tell you what it is. Two black men fighting in front of white folks. If that had been a white man said that, one would he went up there and hit him. We have a hate for each other. Okay. If there had been a white comedian to somebody's wife, would he went up there and hit him? If that had been a white woman sitting there bald headed, would Chris Rock said something about her? Now look what I'm talking about. If that had been a white girl sitting there bald headed, would Chris Rock talk about a white woman bald headed? Now let's understand. We're quick to kill each other, and we're quick to put us down. White people tend to be racist. Little boy, 3 years old, and I learned from him. He said, Bishop, all these ball players want is a Cadillac and a white woman. I looked at him. I said, how are you? He said, I'm 12 years old. I got tired. I didn't say yeah, but he was right. Our mind is so wrapped up in materialistic stuff. We done lost our family. Okay? We done lost our identity. Okay? Now, what I'm saying, first, this is what happened. It's all over TikTok, all over the league. Everybody been calling me. Bitch, what you think? If I see two men fighting on 47th Street, there's two niggas fighting. If I see them fighting up in house, two niggas fighting. Down in my, two niggas fighting. We do what we do. Because we don't understand, we don't pull together. And that's our problem. So what they're doing, you look, you can dress up with a suit, but if you're stinking on the inside, you're stinking. And both of them stinking. Because both of them is ripping the community off. Ain't none of them bringing nothing back to the table. They're taking from the table. Huh? That's what's happening. Now, take that and smoke that in your pipe. I said it. I won't take it back. The murder of Martin Luther King, or Malcolm X. The murder of the leaders. Malcolm X was murdered. We ain't saying nothing about that. We just believe what the people say. Dr. King was murdered. For what? We try to stand up for black folks. And ain't nobody said, well, I'm going to follow Dr. King. Them that was on Dr. King's side, they jumped out, want to be mayor, governor. Then nobody come back to try to feed the hungry. Nobody's trying to close the neck. The Black Panther had a feeding program. They killed Mark Clark and Fred Hampton. Tried to kill Jeff Ford and tried to kill Larry Hoover. After they couldn't kill him, they put him in prison. They in prison today, as I speak, they political prisoner in America right now. We talking about liberating somebody in another country, okay? That's the kind of stuff that's going on. And you got two niggas fighting. You got brothers locked up in jail called a lying judge, a lying DA. They in jail because the police lied and wrote them up that they did this to them. And there's two fighting. Ain't none of them, ain't now one of them, ain't put no money into the black community. If it is, let me know. I'm on the line. Hit the button. Let me know how much of money Chris Rock can give to this gang. How much money that they didn't give to help black folks. They fight. They on stage fighting. Okay? And then both of them is disrespectful to the community. Both of them is disrespectful. You don't have no business talking about black women. Okay? Y'all, you know, so they use black women as a punching bag. We're looking right now where a woman in Chicago got beat to death by a black man. What's wrong? Now, Chris Rock was wrong. Disrespecting black women all over the world. Now, when he went up there to slap and he gave him a girl slap. It's a homosexual stuff. That way women fight. A real man would have went up there and knocked him down in the guilt and kicked him and said, "Don't never talk about my family as long as you live." Y'all hear what I'm saying? We talking about nonviolence. Dr. King, the nonviolence. How can we be nonviolent? They want us to go to the wall. They got men over there right now in Poland, right there, who want to fight. We fought in Vietnam and Korea and come back and couldn't sit on the front of the bus. couldn't get a VA loan. It's real stuff. That we fought in Vietnam and Korea. Black folks fought. When they got back, they couldn't sit on the front of the bus. They couldn't even move in a white neighborhood. And these people come over and occupy and be policemen and firemen and stop you from getting weak, got the nerve enough to fight. So I'm going to leave it alone. Mary, read the 23rd number song for me.
The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He making me to lie down in green pastures. He leading me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He leading me in the path of righteousness for his namesake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup running over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
Amen. Now, Mary, I want to ask you this, since you're on the line. What do you think about the Kick Rock stuff? I know you, everybody's seen it. What's your take on it?
I guess they do that because they are comedians, though, really. They actors and comedians, they always be capping on each other's peoples and stuff like that.
Because, you know, like I'm glad you said that because I've seen, he talk about women and in the audience. Now, what's so bad that Chris Rock, see, this is something for blacks to talk about. That's what it really is. It ain't helping us in the one way. Everybody, you see Will Smith went up there and slapped him. I done heard him talk about people. You know, so both of them, like you say, is in that arena. So what's good for the gander is good for the goose. Is that right? I'm going to ask, not just Dr. King Movement. I'm going as 0904. I see they on the line. You got the hand up. I want to ask them, 0904, what you think about the Chris Rock, what happened at the Academy, at the Oscars? What you think about what happened at the Oscars? See, some of you here to say something. Okay, you on 0994. You on there. Your hand up. Mm-hmm. When your hand up, I see about three people got their hands up. Okay. I see three people got their hand up, yeah. Okay. They got off the line when I asked them. Whoever they were, they got off the line quick. I just didn't want to talk. I got you on the line. I want you to read for Revelation chapter 12, verse 7, 8, and 9. And after you read that, I want you to give me your take on what you think about this incident, Chris Rock, and what happened. You know, because you got to have a woman that will protect you. You got to have a man that will protect you. But what is the bottom line of why they fight? Is it that serious? And we just got a bill to stop people from hanging each other. We just got a bill. Bobby Rush got the bill where black gets hung is a felony crime. But you got 140 blacks been killed in Illinois, been hung. You got 45,000 been hung here in America, doing slavery right now. So what's wrong with the vibe that's going on? Kid, you got that scripture? You want to read it?
There's a pain being felt each and every day by this daughter Melissa, over the ashes of her father.
That's Revelation. Revelation chapter 12, verse 7, 8, and 9. I was talking to some people in Minnesota just called me before the show. They were telling me how a couple of ladies got kicked off late, you know, they got kicked off the thing because they made a comment. They was for again. It's just something to talk about. Kid, do you have that? I guess you're looking for it. But what I'm saying to you tonight, they always come up with something to block you, block us from going to the next level. Now, they showed on TV where the Spanish man knocked a black man down and run down the cell. The black man pulled up the gun and shot him 3 or 4 times. Okay? In Florida, they call that self-defense. In Florida, they call it standing your ground. Okay? The man told the guy, don't be harassing the people. So the man knocked the man down. They showed it on TV. They got him charged with murder for trying to protect himself. It's going to show you, okay? So the people that are looking, they seen the man knock the man down, okay? And when he knocked the man down, he broke and run, okay? So I guess the black man said, okay, you're going to knock me down. Some people ain't going to take knocking down. Some people ain't going to take slapping. Okay? But some people ain't going to have you talking about their mama, their sister, their brother. And if they got to die, offending their family, they're going to do it. What do you think the fighting in Vietnam was about, in Korea about? White folks fighting about their honor. That's what that's all about. And you had blacks fighting about their honor in Vietnam, and that end they wouldn't even recognize they had fought in Vietnam. That people fought in Korea got killed. Your sisters and brothers got killed. And they wouldn't even let them sit on the front of the bus. We had to march and raise hell to get on the front of a bus. We had to march and raise hell to get to eat, and we still fighting white supremacy and racism right now. They stormed the White House. Ain't none of them went to prison for life. You got Larry Hoover in jail for life. You got Jeff Ford in prison for life. They ain't stormed the White House. You got people stormed the White House. And people got killed there. Ain't nobody going to prison. Then they got the judge. They got Clarence Thomas and his wife saying, Biden didn't get in. See what I'm saying? It's a different law for black folks and white folks. This was happening. They got something to fight. They got who's going to fight. Same on both of them. Same on them. Take some of that money to the ghetto. Take some of that money and buy some house. Take some of that money that y'all lying of black folks on, white folks slapping. They just, you know, remind me of the black that was come on. Amos, they remind me of Amos and Andy. That's another Amos and Andy right there. A modern Amos and Andy. Scratching head and slapping and fighting. Making a show. Both of them is Amos. How much money they got? They're Amos and Andy. That's what they is. Slapping and slapping. They're Amos and Andy. And everybody see what they're about. What are they doing to help the black community? What they're doing to help the kids in college? What they're trying to do to help get brothers out of jail? They playing Amos and Andy on us. That's the modern Amos and Andy. Thank you, Charles. Kids, you got that number, you got them scriptures. Thank you, Time Spirit. You got it? I hear you. At Revelation chapter 12, verse 7, 8, and 9.
Yes, Bishop. Yes, I'm here, Bishop.
You got to talk
to me, Bishop. Oh, can you hear me, Bishop? I'm here, Bishop.
Yeah, I hear you now.
I'm here. Okay, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. You would like for me to read Revelation 12?
Revelation 12, verse 7, 8, and 9. Okay.
Okay, let me get there. Okay, Revelation 12, verse 7, 8, and 9 reads, "And war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels battled with the dragon, and the dragon and his angels battled. But they did not prevail, nor was a place found for them any longer in heaven. So down the great dragon was hurled, the original serpent, the one called devil, and Satan, who is misleading the entire inhabited earth. He was hurled down to the earth, and his angels were hurled down with him." That's 7, 8, and 9.
Thank you for that. Now, what is your comment about what happened last night in the hospital? What you feel about what happened in the hospital? Who was right and who was wrong? Have you had any comments on it?
Are you speaking to me, Bishop?
Yeah, I'm going to ask you what you think about what happened in Austin.
Oh, you mean between Chris Rock and Will Smith?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't feel that Will Smith was right for getting up and putting his hands on him. That was not called for.
Well,
I mean, and Chris Rock didn't call her. I mean, he didn't call her out of her name. He didn't call her B or, you know, he didn't call her out of her name. He was just making,
Well, I agree with you. It looked like they could settle that in a different way.
Yes, I agree.
Since they did sell it like that, it shows black folks that we have to be able to live together and be able to agree and disagree. But now, a lot of people is with Will Smith, and I take the position here, both of them were wrong. He shouldn't have been talking about the man's wife on the world stage. They did, showed up with all the money both of them got. They still is not happy. Chris Rock ain't happy. He ain't happy. And both of them, the comedian, both of them make their money lying, talking about people's problems. Will Smith was talking about people that I'd have heard him talk about people. So what I'm saying, what's good for the gun is good for the goose. What I'm saying, both of them showed me their name was an animal. And from now on, I'm saying, was somebody asked me about it, my old name was an animal? That's the stuff Amos and Andy pulled. So, you know, that's the kind of stuff that, but what it is, it's the detractor. What it is, maybe, it detracts us from the goal that we want. It subtracts us from what we're trying to do. That's what it is. It blocks us from being what we ought to be, listening to myths like that. And it's come and go. Oscar's been racist, nothing but go and clean up afterwards. And now, you know, you talking about Raw Rods and Gene Knoxville and all them. There no blacks. There no blacks at the academy. Doing what? Cleaning up or cooking. We done moved up to where we getting awards now. I think the first award was Sidney Poitier. Got the first one. And he asked over everybody. He the first one got an Academy Award. But now, the racist organization, I'm still racist, trying to make up. They had a whole black cast that, who put that stuff together was a black man. Every time blacks get involved, why they got to be fighting? Trying to kill each other, fighting about something. Okay? So this still, this is take away from where we at. So I'm saying tonight, after tonight, I'm through with it. I see both of them at the Amos and Andrew show. Okay, how much money they got, okay, how much the press put them, it's the Amos and Andrew show. He got up there, he wanted to forgive the Academy. What are you going to forgive them? They're the most racist thing going. If Dr. King had the march and Malcolm had the march and me and you had the march, no, they couldn't even get in Hollywood. None of them could get to Hollywood. We're going to show you, we sorry that you should have told the black community, I'm sorry for what I did. You know what I'm saying? What did you do? You just brought out the racist situation that's been going on for years. Okay, you know what I'm saying? That's what happened. Been clowning all the time. So the clown came to the Oscar and brought the Oscar out. The Oscar been the most racist in Hollywood. They didn't have blacks on the board. They didn't have blacks doing nothing. They didn't even have blacks sweeping the vote. They had Mexicans sweeping the vote. They had Asians sweeping the vote. So we done come a long way, and we still doing slapping Joe and scratching, set and fetching. That's what they're doing, set and fetching. Grinning and laughing when you ought not to be. That's what that's all about. I'm done with that. We want to talk about right now. We should be talking about jobs, how to get this gas down. $1 trillion went over and gone. Another $1 million being dropped off out there. But what dropped off in Arkansas, Mississippi, Louisiana, Detroit, California, Minnesota, what's being dropped off to help the people that's sleeping under the bridges? People have nowhere to eat. And storms and floods coming. And people have nowhere to go. We have to take the priority, the aim of humanity mentality. And that's theater. That's a show. They put on a show. But when you come down to reality, who's going to feed the baby? Who's going to get the food for the family? So that's the real deal. Not man slapping nobody. It's about feeding the hungry people. When you're getting a better job, when you and all the people they bring it over, when they bring them over, they're going to give them welfare, food stamps. They're going to give them money. They're going to find a place for them to stay. And we got people fought in Vietnam and Korea, fought in Afghanistan. They still veterans, not seen a doctor, not seen a lawyer. And right now, they're sleeping in bandit buildings in the city. They're sleeping under bridges. They're sleeping under, these are veterans that fought for this country. And they bringing people over that ain't fought for the country, getting the resources from the blacks that been here, made cotton kings, that worked in the cotton fields in Mississippi, Arkansas, down in Texas in the oil fields, down in Virginia in the battlefield. And some of these people can't get Social Security. Some of these people can't get food, can't get clothes, and we sending everything away from home. Now, this is real. This is what's happening right now. This is kind of stuff that's happening to poor people. This stuff is happening to people that suffer, people that want to help. This is happening to them. It's going on around the world. You have people going to the moon, paying millions of dollars. You got people right in Holland, right here in Madison, right down in Buck Bottom, down in Atlanta, in Detroit. Ain't got food. You got families that can't make it. We in a serious situation, people. We in a situation where this country is losing the identity of what we're supposed to be doing. We're supposed to be feeding the homeless, clothing, and nothing. We're supposed to see about our people first, and then let it spread abroad. That's what we need to do. But it ain't happening. We still trying to do something with somebody. Dr. King said it. You know, and it's so real. What Dr. King said today, we see it happening right before our eyes. We see where people are right now that ain't got no gas, stealing gas, and doing all that, you know, all this kind of stuff that's happening. And the press is not playing up. They play up the killing. They don't play up about people's hungry. They don't play up about people got nowhere to stay, no money. This is what Dr. King said. They don't play this up.
We must also realize that the problems of racial injustice and economic injustice cannot be solved without a radical redistribution of political and economic power. We read one day, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal.
Now, I want you to listen to this tape. I want you to listen to it very carefully, because you will see everything Dr. King is saying is happening right now. And they're bringing people over, giving them, they're doing the same thing. What they did, what you see how Congress jumped on that black woman that's being a judge. They asked about her religion. They asked about racism. They asked about everything, but what she do?
We must also realize that the problems of racial injustice and economic injustice cannot be solved without a radical redistribution of political and economic power. We read one day, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But if a man doesn't have a job or an income, he has neither life nor liberty and the possibility for the pursuit of happiness. He merely exists. Estimated that we spend $322,000 for each enemy we kill in Vietnam, while we spend in the so-called war on poverty in America only about $53 for each person classified as poor. The promises of the Great Society have been shot down on the battlefield of Vietnam. making the poor, white and Negro, bear the heaviest burdens both at the front and at home.
The other thing I want you to understand is this, that it didn't cost the nation one penny to integrate lunch counters.
Well,
it didn't cost the nation one penny to guarantee the right to vote. But now we are dealing with issues that cannot be solved without the nation spending billions of dollars and undergoing a radical redistribution of economic power.
Yes, yes.
All labor has dignity.
Yes.
And you are doing another thing. You are reminding not only Memphis, but you are reminding the nation that it is a crime for people to live in this rich nation and receive starvation wages.
America's opportunity to help bridge the gulf between the haves and the have-nots. And the question is whether America will do it. There's nothing new about poverty. What is new is that we now have the techniques and the resources to get rid of poverty. And the real question is whether we have the will.
At the very same time that America refused to give the Negro any land, through an act of Congress, our government was giving away millions of acres of land in the West and the Midwest, which meant that it was willing to undergird its white peasants from Europe with an economic floor. But not only did they give the land, they built land-grant colleges with government money to teach them how to farm. Not only that, they provided county agents to further their expertise in farming. Not only that, they provided low interest rates in order that they could mechanize their farms. Not only that, today many of these people are receiving millions of dollars in federal subsidies not to farm, and they are the very people telling the black man that he ought to lift himself by his own bootstraps. Now, this is what we are faced with, and this is the reality. Now, when we come to Washington in this campaign, we are coming to get our check. I come here tonight and plead with you. Believe in yourself and believe that you're somebody. As I said to a group last night, nobody else can do this for us. No document can do this for us. No Lincolnian Emancipation Proclamation can do this for us. No Kennisonian or Johnsonian Civil Rights Bill can do this for us. If the Negro is to be free, he must move down into the inner resources of his own soul and sign with the pen and ink of self-assertive manhood his own Emancipation Proclamation. Don't let anybody take your manhood. Be proud of our heritage. As somebody said earlier tonight, we don't have anything to be ashamed of. Somebody told a lie one day. They couched it in language. They made everything black, ugly, and evil. Look in your dictionary and see the synonyms of the word black. It's always something degrading and low and sinister. Look at the word white. It's always something pure, high, and clean. I want to get the language right tonight. I want to get the language so right that everybody here will cry out, yes, I'm black, I'm proud of it, I'm black and beautiful.
What is the relationship between this and the reality of the Negro masses?
What I'm saying to you this morning, my friend, even if it falls your lot to be a street sweeper, going out and sweep streets like Michelangelo painted pictures, sweep streets like Handel and Beethoven composed music, sweep streets like Shakespeare wrote poetry, sweep streets so well that all the hosts of heaven and earth will have to pause and say, here lived a great street sweeper who swept his job well. If you can't be a pine on the top of the hill, be a scrub in the valley, but be the best little scrub on the side of the rill. Be a bush if you can't be a tree. If you can't be a highway, just be a trail. If you can't be the sun, be a star. It isn't by size that you win or you fail. Be the best of whatever you are. And when you do this, you've mastered the length of life. This onward push to the end of self-fulfillment is the end of a person's life. Now, don't stop here, though. You know, a lot of people get no further in life than the length. They develop their inner powers. They do their jobs well. Do you know they try to live as if nobody else lives in the world but themselves?